Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Since 2011, the U.S. State Department's Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs, or INL, has contributed more than 1 billion rupees toward the first construction phase of Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Security Forces Joint Police Training Center. The INL also contributed 196 million rupees worth of equipment support. Since the Joint Police Training Center was launched in June 2014, more than 4,000 Khyber Pakhtunkhwa police personnel, including better than 100 female police commandos, have trained at the facility. On May 11th, director of the U.S. Embassy in Pakistan's INL section, Gregory Schiffer, and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa's Police Additional Inspector General of Police, Dr. Muhammad Naeem Khan, participated in a groundbreaking ceremony for the second phase of construction of the Joint Police Training Center. The INL is contributing about 924 million rupees to this phase of the project. Director Schiffer noted that the INL and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa police have worked in partnership for the past 15 years. He also noted the close cooperation between the INL and its implementing partner on phase two of this project, the United Nations Development Program. Director Schiffer noted that the event marks another step in the long partnership between INL and the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa police. The Joint Police Training Center has established itself as a premier facility, providing training for hundreds of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa police officers on modern policing practices, investigations, and command-level courses. The Joint Police Training Center, said Director Schiffer, has helped the KP police develop its own specialized training capacity to respond to emergencies, including terrorism-related cases. For almost 40 years, the United States and Pakistan have worked to improve citizen security and enhance law enforcement capacity across Pakistan. The Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs works in more than 90 countries to help combat crime and corruption, counter the narcotics trade, improve police institutions, and promote court systems that are fair and accountable. The United States is proud to work with Pakistan to help law enforcement to better protect the peoples of Pakistan, the South Asia region, and the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.